If you see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome back. And, of course, Kristen and Mark here with me. Now, we've done a lot of talking about AI and ChatGPT and so on over the last few weeks and months since it really broke big time with the ChatGPT app. Of course, a lot of this AI stuff has been in the works a long time. Actually, some been in use for a while, but really now making its way into society in many ways, both concerning and, frankly, in many good ways, too. Kristen, I remember we were talking about AI at one point early on, I don't know, a couple months ago, and I was kind of reviewing the scares and concerns that people had about AI being maybe a negative in our world, ultimately, and people fearing it and so on. And you said, you know, but there are a lot of good uses for it. It's also some positives.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. And we've got one. One of those good uses is replacing the drive-through attendant when you go to pick up fast food, something I know Ann Thomas knows nothing about, but something we all, the three of us, fortunately, thank God, know a lot about.
Yeah, we are experts.
Because we have kids, of course.
Yes, that's why.
Not
yes.
Let's blame
it on the kids. Right? Yes.
Blame it on the kids. But listen, when you order through a drive-through, I don't know, many times I find, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes if I order something and I say, hold the this for this kid or that, whatever it may be, I feel like I'm bugging these people, right? You get some attitude with it and all the rest of you. Do you ever feel that?
Yeah, there's many times the drive-through attendant is, they feel kind of exasperated.
Yeah, first of all, they're rushed.
Asking for your order is kind of
second
a lot
of all,
for them. Yeah,
you can only imagine what they get asked and so on. Well,
I know, yeah.
Here's a couple of unlikely bedfellows, if you will. How about something as advanced as AI partnering up with something as, let's just say, rudimentary as White Castle? White Castle fast food, White Castle burgers. White Castle's now using AI to take orders. So when you go through the drive-thru, you're not talking to a live person. You're actually, in effect, talking to a robot, a computer program that is not only taking your order, but so seemingly lifelike and real that you can have conversation with her. By the way, the nickname is Julia.
Yeah, she's like a Siri.
Like a Siri. That's exactly right. Like a Siri. And now you can see what a precursor Siri was. I mean, it's been around for a while, but here now, Julia will take your order at White Castle. And you better be careful, because Julia not only will take your order without any complaints, but Julia will also push you to buy more. If you order a small fry, sure you don't want a large fry.
Yeah, no shame. She has no shame to upsell.
Exactly. Upsell, yeah. Cross-sell, just sell.
Right.
And do that, she does well. How do you guys feel about, let me first ask you this. Yeah.
Well, Mark had a really good point when we put the two together that Julia was just like Siri. I think Mark had mentioned something, you know,
I don't understand.
Yeah, right. What's Siri's common response? I don't understand, which that's frustrating. And for, you know, driving through the drive-thru, even when you're talking to a human, sometimes they get it wrong too. You're talking through that weird little speaker that maybe works sort of. Mm-hmm. And I mean, a human also kind of gets it wrong sometimes. I mean, there's an actual way to deliver the information in a rhythm or a cadence. And my guess is probably talking to Julia at White Castle is going to be equally as frustrating.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m, right.
Yeah.
When we can barely
and
talk
the other thing
anyway.
Is you can't even yell at her. You can't complain because you know she's not going to take it on the other end.
right.
Can you repeat that? What was that?
Yeah.
Are you talking to me?
Will it be like the prompts on when you call into a company and get the
press
automated?
One for a burger? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you the most amazing thing about this AI technology now is that it is becoming more lifelike. Even, you know, while we don't want to go as far as to say is it's becoming sentient, the reality is, though, it is. They are baking in some personality now. I mean, they're even naming it like Siri, like Julia, and so on. It's going to be a blurred line. And I think at some point, you know, even I, when I'm interacting, say, with one of those computer chatbots or, you know, online e-commerce chatbots, whatever it may be, sometimes you're not really thinking about you're not asking yourself, am I really talking to someone or am I talking to a robot, in effect? it's kind of, the lines have become blurred. It just is what it is. It doesn't really matter. And I think that's interesting more and more as time goes on. First of all, we're not going to know the difference. You know, as it gets better and better right. and better, we're not going to know the difference.
Right.
And so really, what difference does it make?
Right.
And I think where it does make difference is in a couple ways. One, is it an improved technology to get the job done? Does it create efficiency, both for White Castle, say, in this example, and for the customer? Is it an improved way of doing business? Is the customer experience improved? Is the business's ability to deliver its product or service improved and enhanced, and you know, by creating more efficiency and so on? So those will be the real questions down the road. Determining whether you're talking to a live person or a robot is going to become harder and harder and harder for the experience for the consumer. And frankly, I don't even think people are going to care anymore. Here, we find it amazing that we're talking to a robot, just like kids today, who's literally an extension of their right or left arm is their phone, and it's just part of the way life is. So will interacting with robots down the road. No doubt about it. It'll become a blurred line. Well, no robots coming up. No robots. No pre-programmed. No none of that coming up on the Paul W. Show next. I know that, Ann Thomas. All original content.
Question.
All the best. Yes, please.
Here's the question of the morning, Jeff and Mark and Kristen. Will Julia tell you the healthiest thing on the menu
when you order? Absolutely not.
Oh, and by the way, I did do drive-through fast food recently. I ordered a veggie burger from Culver's.
Oh.
I highly recommend it.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
You do recommend it?
Yes, it was spectacular.
Wow. Okay. That's a, you know what? That's a great recommendation. I'm going to check that out. I've never been to Culver's. Because I fear the butter burger.
Oh, the butter burger. Oh, no. You got to go veggie burger.
I was just going to say, now I've got a reason to go. Thank you, Ann. All right. Well,
have a great morning. Shawnee's in for Paul.
Okay. Good. Looking forward to the Paul W. Smith Show coming up next right here on WJR.